Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode.
So, Jesus, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share what you've allowed me to learn, Lord. I want to thank you for the incredible person that is listening to this right now. I pray that in this moment that you open up their heart and their ears and their eyes to hear, see, and understand everything that's about to be said in only a way that they can understand through you. Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to wash over and cleanse this person listening and cleanse me right now too, Jesus. I pray that everything is said that is simply just from you, Lord, and that this is a time of rest and blessing and receiving and learning, and that your Spirit is just moving. So, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so today's topic is one that I have been working on, researching on, and wanting to do for a long time, and that is social media and comparison. See, I want to dive in by kind of starting with my own social media journey and how it started and how it kind of affects me. So I started my Christian TikTok in the year 2020 when, you know, COVID was a thing. No one was doing anything. Everyone was bored out of their minds. So all we had was time. And I put all my time into spreading the gospel, even though I didn't really understand what it was myself. And it kind of just took off from there, and I really enjoyed doing it since. But social media is funny in the sense that I honestly hate it. There's days where I try and convince myself to not delete every single piece of social media that I have and fall off the face of the earth. But then there's days where I'm excited about social media and I just want to spread the gospel, and I think it's so cool that I have a platform of people that I'm able to reach. So social media, I have a weird relationship with, because there's days where I like it and there's days where I just don't. And I've struggled a lot with comparison on social media as well. I am not somebody that has social media completely understood just because I have, you know, a few more followers than somebody else or even less than somebody else. So I did a lot of biblical research on how we can look at social media in a biblical way. And in Titus 3, 1 through 2, it talks about how we should not stir up division or controversy. So as Christians on social media, it's a place where there's a lot of division and a lot of controversy. Every single thing you see is like that. So making sure that we're not indulging in that, and we're not giving into that, and we're not, you know, wavering with those things of the world. And then 2 Timothy 2:15 talks about gossip. Social media is another really big place for gossip, for bullying, for bringing people down. And, you know, we have to be different and stand out and not be a part of those things and not let those things get to us as well. And then in Romans 14:19, it talks about seeking attention. And honestly, this is something that everybody can struggle with a lot when it comes to social media, because that's the whole point is, hey, like, look at this vacation I'm going on. Look at this, look at that, look at me, look at me, look at me. And my biggest conviction and goal with my social media is to make it more about Jesus and less about me. That I don't want people to look at my social media and compare themselves. I don't want people to look at my social media and think, wow, she has it all together. She's this, you know, great person. I want them to look at my social media and say, wow, that's Jesus. Like, I needed that word from the Lord today. But as Christians, I firmly believe and advocate that we should be making our social medias more Christ-centered than us-centered, and creating that safe space of love and just sharing and cherishing. And yes, I love to share my own things on social media too. It's not that you can't do that when you're a Christ follower, but at least for me in my life, that's the biggest thing for me, is making it more about the Lord than about me. Another huge thing is motives. Motives, 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 and consistent and constant heart checking. See, when it comes to social media, we could be feeling insecure or feeling down about ourselves and say, okay, I'm going to post this picture that I really like about myself, so all these people that I really like will comment on it and then I'll feel better about myself, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It can go a bunch of different ways, but making sure that you're constantly checking your heart in prayer and surrendering to the Lord with your social media and what that looks like so you're not hurting your heart and digging those toxic ties to social media. And the biggest thing that's helped me is reminding myself of the story of Ruth and how there's that verse that says, "You were created for such a time as this." It's the days that I'm hating social media where I'm like, okay, but the Lord anointed and created me for this time and to know social media and to understand it and to have passion for it. And understanding that and, you know, surrendering that to the Lord and being like, okay, if you created me for this time, I want you to use it for good. I want you to use it for you and for your people. And again, consistently checking your heart. So to circle back to comparison, this is honestly the biggest thing when it comes to effects in social media. And I posted something on my Instagram story to see what people wanted to know, and a lot of them were talking about comparison and how social media affects me as a person, or just wanting me to talk about that. And honestly, it's a really toxic place, but a really good place at the same time, in the sense that you're seeing everybody's highlight reels, these unrealistic lives, because you're not seeing what's actually going on in their heart or what's actually going on in their family. You're just seeing all these cute pictures, pictures with their boyfriend. Everything seems perfect. So when we get caught in the comparison trap of, you know, looking at these highlights of people's lives, we start to hate our own because ours has so much more mess compared to theirs. But that's not the reality. And my biggest thing that's helped me in my life is getting rid of things to compare. So creating a safe social media space for when you actually are on social media, it's not as toxic as it needs to be. So something that I did in my own life was unfollow a lot of people. I unfollowed people that I found I was comparing myself to or seeing content that maybe tempted me or left me feeling down about myself at the end of the day. And still to this day, every once in a while, I'll go through and do that and make sure that, you know, I have a safe space on my social media, that I'm not scrolling and comparing and scrolling and comparing. And it still happens. I'm never going to be perfect. And in this day and age, we're always going to be stuck doing that. But as long as you're, you know, beating those convictions and creating that safe space ahead of time, I think it helps a lot. I will also say social media is our world's biggest distractor right now. And all the enemy needs to do is distract. All he needs to do is discourage. And then everything else comes after that. And understanding that as a Christian in this day and age is the biggest game changer. Knowing, okay, if the enemy wants me to be distracted by my social media, even if I'm doing good things with it, I'm going to set a time limit on my social media to make sure that I'm taking away this time of my day and setting it and giving it to the Lord instead of giving it to my social media. Because there are so many days that I find myself scrolling and scrolling and reopening and reopening and going on this whole trail and not even speaking to the Lord. And at the end of the day, I'm drained and I'm miserable and I'm insecure. And I wonder why, because I was letting myself be distracted and consumed with all of these horrible things of the world. So I encourage you to make sure that you're having those limits and you're having those boundaries and making sure that you're not filling yourself with so much of the world, but more Jesus than the world. And even taking it as far as, okay, I'm not going to go on social media until I spend time with Jesus. I'm not going to do this until I spend time with Jesus. And sometimes we have to force ourselves to do it because we don't always want to spend time with the Lord, which is sad, but it's true. I want to close out with a few ideas of social media and how God can use it. See, God can use anything to make himself known. We've seen this time after time in stories in the Bible in our day and age. He can use them to provide and to speak to his people. So if God can use a rock, if he can use an ocean, a small amount of flour, whatever it is, he can use your social media if you allow him to. And he wants to. He can go past algorithms and make himself known. So I just want you to take that and understand, oh, well, I only have, 200 followers or 100 followers, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everything in our life we're called to glorify the Lord with. And I want to ask you, do you think your social media is glorifying to the Lord? As silly as it sounds. I mean, imagine Paul and Mary and all these biblical people having social media and how different that would have been and maybe how they would have done things and whatever. But this is where we are. And what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with your social media? How are you going to change it so it doesn't impact you in the way the enemy wants it to? Because there's a lot of good and a lot of bad when it comes to social media. You can reach people that you can never imagine. You can create community. You can grow. You can encourage. You can find success in a job and provision. So much. But the enemy wants to take everything that God is trying to use for good, for evil. He wants it to be a time consumer, a comparison place, depression, anxiety, taken away from our real world and time, drama, hurt. He wants it to be all those things, but it doesn't have to be. So I want you to do something about it. Spend time seeking the Lord about your social media, how you can glorify him with it, what that looks like, what boundaries look like, what fasting looks like, all of the above. And God is so much bigger than all of this. He is so much bigger than all of this. He's bigger than your social media, your platform, your following, whatever it looks like. And he's also bigger than comparison. Because he created you so specifically and so individually to be exactly who you are. And you need to rest in that and not let social media be a place where you're comparing and comparing and comparing. So I hope you listening are encouraged by this, knowing that, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you don't struggle when it comes to with social media, that, it's not an easy battle. It's not something that's super fun all the time, but I want you to know that God can still use it and he can do so much good through it and he can allow good to be given to you through it as well. So I just want to close in prayer, and I just hope that this touched you in a significant way. So Jesus, I just want to thank you for... for social media. As silly as it sounds, I want to thank you for the intellects who have created this advanced realm that we have access to. Jesus, I just want to pray an anointing over the person who is listening in their social media, Lord, that you take them to different lengths and different paths with their social media, that they find a new place of surrender with you. I thank you for this time and for this person. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.